You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Sunshine, some very light clouds, but lots of blue skies. Temperature of 31 degrees. The time is 8:07. It is the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. You can join us. Let your voice be heard either through a call or a text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. Coming up this morning at 8:21 a.m., we will find out whether or not yesterday's high temperatures reached a record here in Wausau. Talk about a cooler day today, but warmer weather coming again after that. All the weather information you need coming up in about 13 minutes with meteorologist Brittany Merloa. Then, after that, at the bottom of the hour, after the information update, we'll be talking to Newman Catholic Schools President Jeff Goulon. Newman Catholic has a building project, athletic fields, and get information on that in terms of what's going to be happening, the fundraising on that as well. So we'll talk to Jeff Goulon, president of Newman Catholic Schools, at 8:34 a.m. Then coming up in the second hour of the program at 9:34, our every other Tuesday visit with Robin Vargas of the Marathon County Public Library. We normally have her right at the top of the second hour, but she has some other activities going on this morning, so coming in a little bit later on at 9:34. And then we'll wrap things up in our final segment with our daily history lesson. Talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history, a few celebrity birthdays, events that are being acknowledged today, and of course our number for the day quiz with Ian. Ian got it correct yesterday, so he's off to a one-for-one start and can already clinch a passing grade by getting it right today. So get rid of the stress really early this week, but we'll wrap things up with that number for the day quiz with Ian coming up at the end of the show as well. So, again, a busy day on tap, and again, we hope to hear from you as well. Again, call or text us or even send us an email. If you go to your Civic Media app, just open up the app and you'll see a chance to email or go to our website or call or text. It's all right there. But the number, if you do it the old-fashioned way, call or text us at 715-382-9297. But yesterday was just a gorgeous day here in north central Wisconsin. Really beautiful morning. It's not going to get as warm, but still. Yesterday was an aberration. In fact, I think we were somewhere 25 to 30 degrees above normal. So you can't get used to that, but at the same time, I hope people took advantage of it. And looks like dry weather conditions today. And it's always nice when you come into work and you see the sunshine. And that's what we have here this morning. And the guy that brings us the sunshine every morning, our in-studio engineer, Mr. Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chen. I try my best.
Were you able to take advantage of the sunshine yesterday?
I was. I was able to, you know, I'd go for a walk around the neighborhood, and then I was just able to sit outside for an hour, just do some reading, enjoy the fresh air, and it was so comfortable out there. Just, it was very relaxing, and it really did help my body. I mean, I felt my sinuses were getting better, and just, it's very unusual to get this kind of weather this early in March, but can't complain, though. I mean, at least we're taking advantage of it.
Absolutely. So good to take advantage of it. Good to see you again here this morning. Yesterday, I saw a posting from somebody talking about Elon Musk calling Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona a traitor because the Democratic senator visited Ukraine and said it was important to continue to support Ukraine and also make sure that any deal that is made is a fair one. Mm. And
good for him.
And but then Elon Musk called Senator Kelly a traitor. And I put out, you know, that it's time for Republicans that represent Wisconsin or are from Wisconsin to be asked about, do they support Musk in all these things that he does and says? Mm. But there was actually a bit of sunshine. I talk about the sunshine here weather-wise. Some sunshine here to be able to start things off this morning. A Nebraska Republican who endorsed President Donald Trump in the election actually was very strong in talking about what Musk had said concerning both Senator Kelly and also one of the government officials in Poland. Nebraska's representative, Don Bacon, was on CNN last night, and he was very strong. But going back to what Musk had said, because basically it was very innocuous what Senator Kelly wrote. He said, just left Ukraine. What I saw proved to me we can't give up on the Ukrainian people. Everyone wants this war to end. But any agreement has to protect Ukraine's security and can't be a giveaway to Putin. Mm. Nothing, you know, inflammatory there. I think it's been very much where the American people have been for a long time. But unfortunately, it's not been where the current administration is, and it's not where Elon Musk is. Because after Senator Kelly put that on Musk's social media platform, the former Twitter, Musk replied with a single sentence, "You are a traitor," which was amazing. Amazing to say something about the like that about a U.S. senator who did nothing more than stand with the people of Ukraine. And then Kelly did not keep his mouth shut. He responded, "Traitor? ? Elon, if you don't understand that defending freedom is a basic tenet of what makes America great and keeps us safe, maybe you should leave it to those of us who do."
Well said.
And then Representative Don Bacon, who again is a Trump supporter from the state of Nebraska, and again, I think that we need folks who are willing to stand up and say, hey, step back. That was wrong. And that's what Don Bacon told CNN last night. He said, it's not decent. It's not right. I don't agree with Senator Kelly on some things, but we don't call each other a traitor. And I think it reflects bad on the White House. Mm-hmm. And then when asked why he thinks it reflects poorly on Trump's White House, Bacon replied, because he represents the White House when he says that. And after, and also going after the foreign minister of Poland, which he did yesterday as well, I don't think it's right either. I respect Elon and all that he's done, but call people traitors and names that are foreign leaders is wrong. His job was to do an audit of what we're spending on. I think we should have more discussion for when we fire people, cut people, know what the consequences are, but it does not reflect well on our country when this goes on.
See, it shows that some Republicans and Trump supporters actually do have a sense of what's wrong and right, even if it's not on everything. But at least we can at least they can agree that calling someone a traitor is completely below the belt.
Exactly. And Bacon's response comes after he stepped up his criticism of the Trump administration on Monday, asking why Musk attacked Poland, a U.S. ally. Why is a White House official that's not even elected, why is that person belittling the Polish foreign minister? It's not appropriate. It's not right. We need more discipline in the White House.
Exactly.
Poland is our friend, he continued. If you've got heartburn with them, get them on the phone and talk to them, but stop the public bashing of our friends. In a world that where we have real threats out there with China, Russia, and Iran, so I don't like what I saw. I thought we could be better. And during this last couple of months, and we've been talking a lot about this on this program, about the cult-like aspect where whatever Donald Trump says, these people line up right behind him and march in lockstep with Trump and his beliefs, whether it's right or wrong, whether it's turning on our allies, such as Canada, such as Poland, such as other countries around the world, and then standing close to people like Vladimir Putin and Russia, we have not seen a lot of pushback. But maybe now, because the voices of the American people and the voices of many Republicans as well, who don't like some of the things that have been done, who don't like some of the cuts that are affecting veterans and others like that, that, again, the power of a democracy is letting your voice be heard. Mm-hmm. It's letting the people that you elect hear from you that says, hey, the president and his right-hand man, in this case, Elon Musk, are doing things that are not correct, that should be, at the very least, pushed back on a little bit. That's how the system works. So, again, I do give a salute to the congressman from Nebraska. And like the congressman said when it came to Senator Kelly, there's a lot of things about the representative from Nebraska that I would disagree with. But at the same time, I think he stood up here. And it's been not easy for anybody that is an elected Republican to stand up in any way against anything that has been done by the administration. So that showed a little bit of guts and a little bit of courage. And I think that is something that we should appreciate. When they do things wrong, we'll speak up on it. But when they do things right, we should also speak up on it. So
we don't agree on everything, but the things that I do agree on, I do make a difference and really show who we are in those moments.
The time is 8:18. Again, a good-looking start here weather-wise in north-central Wisconsin after just a great day to start off the work week on Monday. We'll talk about the weather, talk about whether we reached record temperatures. Coming up next with Brittany Merloa, along with Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is seconds away from 8:19. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, a beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin. Temperature at 31 degrees, plenty of sunshine. Again, as you wake up, you look out the window, you see the sun, it makes you feel a whole lot better, and not a bad way to get into the vehicle, head off to either school or head off to work. Again, just a great start weather-wise here for this work week. And yesterday, we had ourselves just an amazing Monday. Temperatures rose, and kept on rising. And to talk about whether or not we got to a record temperature yesterday, whether we can expect to see more of that type of weather coming up, Here is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. Oh my gosh, the smiles yesterday, the people out and about just soaking up the sunshine. And yes, we did hit records. Ah!
Did we smash the records?
We smashed it. We hit 66 degrees, made history yesterday, and people just, oh goodness, it was gorgeous.
It really was.
I mean, I saw people out in the river, you know, in bikinis and swim trunks, getting in the river with ice chunks still in it. They were just, you know, going overboard, I would say. I wouldn't do that. Yeah. I'm a risk taker.
But no, it was a great day. You could actually get out there in short sleeves, yes, soak up the sun, as Sheryl Crow would say. But as you noticed today, I brought back the sweater because I was listening to you. I've been listening to you and your other colleagues talking about the weather, that today is going to be a little more normal-like, because one thing that yesterday wasn't was normal, was it?
That was so unseasonable. I mean, we were 30 degrees above where we should have been. That smashed records, blew them out of the water. I mean, that was too early to have that kind of heat, you know, melted that snow away. We've got some rivers rising. Actually, we're at action stage on the Wisconsin River below the Wausau Dam. So it's about a half of a foot above the actual crest right now. So that's slowly rising as the snow makes its way into those river basins ever so slowly. And we're looking at a green up coming around the corner, to be honest with you, with these temperatures. Today, we are a little bit cooler. We were at the top of the roller coaster ride yesterday. Now we took that drop down. And highs today, still slightly above, but we're going to be in the low 40s. And we've got a north wind that's kind of feisty, gusting around 25 miles per hour. So, yes, I'm in a tank top, or not a tank top, a turtleneck right now. I went from the tank top to the turtleneck. Because just factoring in that wind chill, it's going to be feeling more like the mid-30s today. But plenty of sunshine. This high-pressure system moved in behind the cold front that passed through, and it's just sticking here all week long. It doesn't move out of the way until late Friday. That's when everything starts to change.
But you mentioned the fact that when the snow melts and then all of a sudden the rivers rise a little bit, do days like yesterday do cause a little bit of an issue? The old adage, the no good deed goes unpunished. You have a wonderful day and then things melt quickly. Does that cause any issues?
Yeah, it does start to cause some of those issues, especially when you look at those streams and creeks, the smaller ones, they still got the ice on there. So as that starts to swell and break up and the chunks roll around and move down, we could start to see some localized flooding, and this takes a few days for this to happen. So as we go through the next few days, that's a possibility, but I'm keeping a close eye on all of those rivers. That's for sure. And we also had a high fire danger yesterday in parts of the state because those winds are so breezy. We've got all this dry, dead vegetation that hasn't greened up just yet. You put heat, low humidity, some winds on that, you toss a cigarette, but you got a wildfire. So be careful as we go through the next few weeks. Just keep in mind, if it's warm and windy, if you look around and everything's still brown and dead, be careful. Even with equipment, farm equipment, ATVs, any sort of spark, you want to try to avoid that.
Absolutely. Well, you said it. We're going to get a lot of sunshine. Today is, for this week, a bit of an aberration. And then things are just going to start to heat up big time again.
It really is. So our average temperatures today of the low 40s are not going to stick around. We're going to go right back to the low 50s tomorrow. We're going to climb to the upper 50s on Thursday, and then we're going to be back into the upper 60s on Friday. And it's still going to be partly sunny and a beautiful day before some storms and rain roll in Friday night and into our Saturday. Weekend's not looking the best.
But still, to have a full week of nothing but sunny skies and temperatures above normal, pretty amazing stuff. Well, what are the details? And again, I always say, give us that San Diego forecast, because it's kind of boring, but kind of nice as well.
It really is. It's a gorgeous, beautiful, sunny, high pressure system all week long. So we're not looking at any precipitation until Friday night. That means we're going to see temperatures slowly climbing, highs today in the low 40s, low 50s by tomorrow, upper 50s for Thursday, upper 60s on Friday. We're probably not going to break any records, but hey, we're going to soak up that sun and enjoy it before the system rolls through over the weekend. And then even into next week, we've got more spring weather. So smiles, everybody.
Fantastic stuff. Again, thanks for all the information, Brittany. Enjoy the sunshine here today, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Have a good one. Bye, guys.
That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Again, joins us every weekday morning right here at 821 on 98.9 WXCO. Right now in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, plenty of sunshine, fair skies, 31 degrees is the temperature. The winds are out of the northwest at 10 miles per hour. As Brittany said, that northwesterly wind cooling things down just a little bit. That wind chill factor is 22. The dew point is 15. Relative humidity is 52%. The barometer at 29.80 inches. And the visibility is 10 miles. So again, a very pleasant start here weather-wise and what should be a very quiet and a very beautiful week totally here as we get towards the middle portion of March. The time is 8:28. Coming up, we have an information update, news, weather, sports, entertainment, everything you need to know at the top and the bottom of every hour. And then after that, we will be joined by the president of Newman Catholic Schools, Jeff Goulon. We're going to talk a little bit about some big projects going on over at Newman Catholic, some real exciting stuff at Newman Catholic High School here in Wausau. So that's coming up in just a few moments, along with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 8:28, almost 8:29. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:35 here on this Tuesday morning, 31 degrees and plenty of sunshine here in downtown Wausau. And of course, during the course of the year, I spend a little bit of time over at Newman Catholic Schools as one of the three schools that we cover on a play-by-play basis, on a regular basis, are the Newman Catholic Fighting Cardinals. And get a chance to talk to a lot of coaches, but now we're going right to the top. We're going to get a chance to talk to the president of Newman Catholic Schools, Jeff Goulon. And Jeff, thanks for coming on by.
Well, thank you, Chad. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come and tell you about the great things that are happening at Newman. It's an exciting time.
Well, during the course of the football season, I paid a visit to your office. I think it may have been on homecoming. It was around, that time of the year, because it's an exciting time at Newman. And obviously, in all of education, there are challenges. And I think especially for a school like yourself, where you need to have the kids that you basically have to, you know, have the kids come to your school. Mm-hmm. But you have a very exciting project that is sort of in the midst of almost starting. And could you explain what is happening over at Newman, what people are going to see pretty soon?
Sure. We are on the eve of starting phase two of a four-phase project, which will encompass our area behind our school and take that area from what we have now to a state-of-the-art athletic and academic and faith area. It's called our Academic, Athletic, and Faith Complex.
And to have all of those aspects of your school being put together, I mean, I think that for myself, being over there so often, that athletic aspect is going to be very exciting, but you can't forget about the academic and faith aspect as well. Can you talk, let's put the athletics to the side for a moment.
Sure.
What are the academic and faith components of this project?
Sure. Academic and Faith Complex will be our fourth phase of this project, and will be an area for students to have an outdoor classroom, an outdoor faith space. We want this space to be something that all students can use at any time for reflection. We'd like to, on some days when the weather is conducive, to be able to have our masses, our weekly masses out there, and also teachers to go out there and have an outdoor classroom in a respect. And and our science classes are organizing curriculum for growing spaces and tree identification and other various ideas. And also just, for example, our art teachers really excited to get the kids outside and to draw pictures of nature.
Very interesting. And of course, I gotta say, I'm a little excited when I saw your plans in terms of what you're doing with the athletic aspect of it as well. Because you do play your football games right there on campus.
Yes.
And you continue to do that, but then you're going to add softball diamond.
Yes.
And also track and field facilities as well. It looks like really an impressive plan, and it's really going to put Newman Catholic Athletics and really make it a shining light right there in that part of town, isn't it?
It is. Phase one of this project was our tennis court complex, which we hustled and through the great work of PGA Incorporated, they finished the tennis court complex so we could have home meets. Now we're on to phase two, which is going to be the athletic field, which is going to have our football, soccer, and track and field. We're going to have home bleachers, lights, which we have never had there, and a new place for you to call the games in regards to a press box. And we're set to begin construction very, very soon so that we can be completed with construction by August 1st for the fall practice.
So you're planning on actually having this ready to roll next fall for the next school year.
Yes,
that is very impressive.
Our funding has come through. We've had numerous of very, very generous donors and people who support Newman on a regular basis and really want to help this project. It's 100% donor funded. There's no money from our budget that's coming out. And the unique thing is we set a goal for ourselves to have 100% of the funding available and on deposit before we begin the next phase. So we're putting ourselves at putting our nose to the fire basically to make sure that we do that and so that we can not put that off and mortgage our future for the current. So we're really excited about it. We're working with Boston Company out of Marshfield. They are the architects. REI also has worked with us in a lot of the groundwork. We're very, very happy with the two partners we're working with right now.
Again, we're talking to Jeff Goulon, president of Newman Catholic Schools, here on 98.9 WXCO. One of the aspects that that kind of notice as well is that over the years, you've had a lot of the athletic events that have to be played elsewhere, whether it's softball at Sunnyvale or baseball over at Brockmeyer Park. It's actually been a number of years now. I used to play football either at Steam or at Tom Field. And to have all these events to be able to be at Newman Catholic Schools, at Newman Catholic High School, I imagine that is something that can make the entire school community proud as well, instead of having to go out. And also for cost factors, I mean, you have to pay rent on all these other places. It really is something that kind of it's a cool thing in a number of different levels, isn't it?
Yes, I think the first one is having home activities on our campus is going to give our students a pride factor and the excitement of experiencing Friday night football, which we've never been able to experience because we haven't had the light opportunities. So we like the fact that our kids will be able to experience that. Also, our parents having Saturday afternoon games sometimes is an inconvenience, but also the fact that we can have maybe a soccer match earlier and then a football game on the same night on the same field and just have people on our campus experiencing this wonderful facility is—it's going to be something I'm going to be really excited to watch.
I imagine for Newman Catholic, it becomes a showcase, and not just the athletic aspect, but as you said, the academic and faith aspects as well. Something that you can sell to parents because parents have choices. They can make. And I imagine that having something that you can showcase when they come and visit, when you talk about the opportunities, it is something that you're going to be able to be very proud of.
Yes. When I started in education a long time ago, there was not a lot of choice for kids. You had to go where you lived. Now there's so many opportunities for parents in the educational area that we want to be viable in the educational area in the community of Wausau and the greater Wausau area. So we really are looking forward to using this as a showcase to demonstrate that we are viable. We're not going away. A lot of people say, you know, you're just a small private school. We may be, but we've come a long way in 5 years, and we've got a bright future in front of us.
Let me ask you about that, because there are some old timers that have been around Newman for a long time. In fact, you know, I work with a guy every Saturday morning during college football season. He's been around there for a long time, and he's obviously seen a lot. In terms of where Newman has been, where Newman is, and where Newman is going, I would say that you know, enrollment had gone down for a number of years. Mm-hmm. Where does it stand right now? As you said, it sounds like there have been positives in recent years, and I'm guessing mm-hmm. you expect the positives to continue.
Yes, we are in our second year currently of a upswing in enrollment. We're looking also at an increase in enrollment next year. And the ironic thing, with the addition of the classical school at Holy Name, we're the first school in the Diocese of La Crosse to add a school in over 50 years. Mm. It just didn't seem like that is something that happens regularly, and we were able to accomplish it through a lot of hard work by a lot of people.
When you talk about, let's go back to the fundraising aspect, because obviously that is something you're still working on, that
yes.
That is still continuing, and for folks that may have known about it, have not been involved, or may not even known about it up to this point, how do they go about in terms of being part of this project if they are interested in helping out in some way?
There are three ways in which you can be part of the project. You can be a general donor, make a donation of any kind to the project. You can purchase naming rights for anything that we have in our brochure, which is on our website. And also, we're going to have a paver program that is going to be kind of our main walkway throughout the complex is going to have pavers, so people can put their names on there and have a lasting legacy for them at Newman right now. So there's three different ways, and anyone is welcome to contact me. You can access the information through our website.
And what's the website?
NewmanCatholicSchools.com.
Very simple.
Very simple, yes.
Anybody that goes by Newman sees a lot of that land back there. You know, there's a lot of grass areas, mm-hmm. and how is it going to be different? I mean, is all that area, when all is said and done, going to be basically changed?
Every square foot of that area will be changed in some way, shape, or form. With the phase two, we're going to be taking our current practice area and resurfacing that with topsoil, reseeding it, growing it. That will also serve as our long jump long jump, triple jump, shot put, and discus area. But we'll also have a 100-yard area for a practice field. So while one team's on the turf field, the other one could be on the grass field. Mm. And I think that's one thing that we're really proud of, is the fact that we will have a state-of-the-art turf surface that is also has a concussion pad, is what they call it, or mm-hmm. a shock pad, mm-hmm. That is proven over time to reduce student or player injuries. And so we're really pleased that our surface at Newman will be at par, better than any others. And we haven't always had that.
I would say that's fair to say. But you said, you know, the process continues, and the phase two, you hoping mm-hmm. it will be done by August?
Yes.
And when would, say everything goes to plan, when would the entire project be done?
If everything goes to plan, the earliest that the entire four-phase project could be done is completed next summer.
Oh, wow.
Phase three will be a softball field, and phase four will be the academic and faith area. That can be built at any time. Once we receive the funding, we'll do that. We're also going to try to add a concession stand restroom, but right now we don't have all the funding for that, so we're going to put that off and continue to fundraise for that, and hope by the middle of June we can acquire the funds necessary to build that and have that ready by the middle of August.
How long has this process been going on?
Well, if you ask some people, it's been going on for decades.
But I think that's probably true.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, our committee has met for the last 2 years. We have a small committee of just about five or six of us. And yet the discussion on my desk has been for about 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. And so we needed to get some commitments from people to believe in this project. We also had to demonstrate to donors that we are viable from a financial standpoint, and we are not going to disrespect or not honor their donation properly. Mm. So we had to make sure that our school was up and running financially and soundly, so that we can turn that over and say, look what we've done. This is where we want to go, and this is going to just enhance what we've done so far.
Sounds like a very exciting time. To be honest with you, it's March the 11th now, and the thought that coming up by the time the next school year begins, that some big changes over at Newman Catholic High School.
Yes, it's been a little bit of a passion project for me, being a former athlete a long time ago, and now being able to bring this is just something that's kind of the best thing for kids, and that's always what I've tried to do, is do the best thing for kids. So our kids are going to definitely benefit from it.
So again, folks can go to NewmanCatholicSchools.com.
Yes.
And then they can find you, and if they have any questions, they can always reach out to you.
There'll be a link on the main page that you can look at Complex, and you can click on that, and all the information is downloadable. There also is a hyperlink where you can click on that and make your donation.
Oh, fantastic.
And there's also a video explaining more detail about the great things that are happening at Newman.
Check that out, NewmanCatholicSchools.com. Jeff Goulon, president of Newman Catholic Schools, thank you very much, and best of luck as the process continues.
Thanks, Chad, and thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Time is 8:49. We're going to take a short time out and come right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, I forgot to mention earlier, you can watch our video stream as well by going to YouTube.com and go to the 98.9 WXCO channel. Again, the Civic Media has a channel as well, but on the Civic Media channel between 8 and 10 a.m., they have Earl Ingram. So we needed to get our own 98.9 WXCO channel for our program. So again, follow and subscribe to the Civic Media channel, but also subscribe to the 98.9 WXCO channel as well. Thanks again to Jeff Goulon, president of Newman Catholic Schools, for joining us here this morning. And again, very exciting. It seems like I never get too far away from the high school sports aspect. And we still have, I think what we're going to do is have three more shows for the big high school sports show this week, next week, and then we'll wrap things up after the state boys basketball tournament. It's been a lot of fun doing that since mid-August. It's time flies, I'll tell you that much.
It certainly does.
But coming up this week on the program, we'll be joined by Chris Fisher, who is the head boys basketball coach at Marshfield High School, Wisconsin Valley Conference champions, and they survived by 1 point over Stevens Point in the regional finals on Saturday. So they move on to sectionals, and they're 2 wins away from making it to the state tournament. So we'll talk to Marshfield Tiger head boys basketball coach Chris Fisher. And coming up as our student athlete guest this week, Charlie Cayley. Charlie Cayley from the Wausau East Lumberjacks. East is also continuing their playoff run. Lumberjacks earned a Division II regional championship this past weekend, and they will be in action taking on New Richmond in a sectional semifinal coming up on Thursday night. I know they're going to change the location of that game. It was originally scheduled up in Ashland, and that's a long trek for either team. New Richmond actually upset Rhinelander last night, and that game, for some reason, was played last night. I'm not really sure why it was moved from Saturday, but the number 7 seed New Richmond went into number 2 seeded Rhinelander and won that game. It was a tight one. It was 55-55, but then a late run by New Richmond gave them the victory. But Wausau East boys basketball standout Charlie Cayley, our student athlete guest, coming up on Wednesday night on the Big High School Sports Show. And by the way, the Wausau East New Richmond game will be played at Eau Claire North. So Eau Claire North will be the host for that game coming up on Thursday night. East Lumberjacks and the New Richmond Tigers. New Richmond, maybe, and I said number 7, they're actually a number 6 seed, but they've defeated the number 3 seed and the number 2 seed in their last two games, and now they'll take on a number 1 seed in Wausau East. So again, we'll talk plenty more about that matchup and a whole bunch more about what's going on in high school sports. We had the state hockey tournament this past weekend. It was a lot of fun going down there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, seeing the Central Wisconsin Storm make it to the state championship game, come up short to the Bay Area Ice Bears, and of course the Wausau West Warrior High School hockey team making it back to the state tournament for the first time in 6 years, and falling to Notre Dame Academy in the semifinals. Actually looking forward this week, coming up Wednesday and Thursday, they have their end of season banquets, and it's always fun to get an invite, and especially when they do well, because then they have a real celebration. And Wednesday they'll celebrate the Wausau West season that made it to state. Thursday they'll celebrate another fantastic year with the Central Wisconsin Storm as well, and it's always very nice of them to say, hey, come on by. We have some good food, some good conversation, and a lot of good stories being
a celebration. Indeed.
Yeah, it really is, and it's always great to be able to bring you the action. And this year, in fact, I set a personal record for my hockey coverage.
Oh yeah,
because this year Wausau West played 28 games this year, and I broadcast 27 of them. Ooh. Came up one short of broadcasting every single game this year, and it's like doggone it, I think I should have done that one game, but there was a matchup that night that I thought we should cover, so we went in that direction. But to come that close and not be able to broadcast each and every one of them, it's like doggone it, should have
something to be proud of though.
And then we did close to double digits in Central Wisconsin Storm games as well. So lots of hockey. And I got to say, hockey is such a fun sport. And if you out there have not gone to a hockey game in person, it really is a terrific sport to watch live. Number one, there's great quickness in the game. The puck moves. There's a great physicality in the game, the way the kids shoot the puck. And especially if you go to the higher levels, go to a Badger game sometime. I remember going to a Badger game. It was like, wow. And then I went to a couple of NHL games. I was like, wow, these guys are so good. In hockey, it may take a little time to develop an eye because it's such a quick-moving game.
True.
But I would still suggest, hey, you really should go out there and check it out. So, again, it's a little break here now. We have a few weeks before we get going with our high school softball and baseball coverage early April, and we'll have Wausau West along with Marathon and Newman Catholic. Coverage of spring sports not too far off, as this year just going by so very, very quickly.
It is.
Coming up, we got the second hour of the program. We have an information update coming up, news, weather, and sports. Coming up at 9:34 this morning, Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library will be with us as well. So, and of course, we'll have our daily history lesson and our number for the day quiz with Ian still to come as well. So still lots on the plate. Hour number 2, the Chad Holmes Show, coming up here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.